A couple of weeks after my 29th birthday, I went back to Texas to visit my parents. Actually, Eric kind of made me go. "You have to get out of here," he said. The kitchen drawer that broke 2 weeks after we moved in had just careened off its tracks yet again, flinging silverware in all directions. I was sobbing, forks and knives glittering at my feet. Eric was holding me in one of those tight hugs like a half Nelson, which he does whenever he's trying to comfort me when what he really wants to do is smack me. "Will you come with me?" I didn't look up from the snot stain I was impressing upon his shirt. "I'm too busy at the office right now. Besides, I think it's better if you go by yourself. Hang out with your mom, buy some clothes, sleep in."
"I have work, though."
"Julie, you're a temp. What's temping for if you can't run off and take a break sometimes? That's why you're doing it, right?" I didn't like to think about why I was temping.
"Well, I can't afford it."
"We can afford it. Or we can ask your parents to pay." He grabbed my chin and lifted it up to his face. "Julie, seriously? Go. Because I can't live with you like this anymore." So I went. My mom bought the ticket for a late birthday present. A week later, I flew into Austin, early enough to grab lunch at Pokey Joe's. And then, right in the middle of my brisket sandwich and okra, Mom dropped the pushing 30 bomb for the first time.
"Jesus, Mom!"
"What?" My mom has this bright, smiling, hard tone that she always uses when she wants me to face facts.
"All I'm saying is here you are, miserable, running away from New York, getting into a bad place with Eric, and for what? You're getting older. You're not taking advantage of the city, so why do this to yourself?"
This was exactly the one thing I had come to Austin not to talk about. I should have known my mother would dig in like a goddamned rat terrier. I had gone to New York like everybody else goes to New York. Just as the essential first step for a potato destined for soup is to have its skin peeled off, the essential starting point for an aspiring actor is to move to New York. I preferred jobs that did not require auditions, which, since I neither looked like Renee Zellweger nor was a terribly good actor, proved to be a problem. Mostly what I'd done was...